Our hope in engaging in Psalm 23 is that you see it far more than simply a funeral text, something that has a beautiful arrangement of a musical piece at the end of one's life, and rather see it as the psalm for life, a psalm that's meant to guide life, a psalm that's meant to frame the faith of our life, and to do so in such a way that it becomes embedded in the very ways in which we understand God and our own lives. Today is simply verse 1. I don't think I've ever just preached on a verse in my entire life. So here we go. A lot of the old preachers back in the day did this all the time. And they would preach on one verse for over 2 hours. I don't have that in me today. There's a lot in this one verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or in the NIV, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Or in the Message, God my shepherd, I don't need a thing. When we start on this journey of faith, we have to understand the lordship of the God whom we serve. We have to look at Him who is in control. Dallas Willard says, when you hear the words, "The Lord is my shepherd," you have to understand that you are in the care of someone else. That you are not the one in charge. That you are asked to take your own kingdom and surrender it to the kingdom of God, and to begin living the with God life. The Lord is my shepherd. Just that understanding right out of the gate is really an affront to the modern consciousness, is it not? Aren't we the master of our own destinies, the captains of our fate? As the great poem puts it, are we not the ones who are in charge of what shall come to pass? If it is to be, it is up to me. Psalm 23 shatters that. And as much as we would like to confine this to the modern consciousness, it goes all the way back to the beginning. The towers of Babel were built with this very thing in mind. I am in charge. I will make God on my own terms. I will increase my own kingdom. And Psalm 23 says, no, you won't do that at all. That the life of faith is a life of submission to the Lord. The life of faith is understanding that you are in the care of someone else. We don't like to be in the care of someone else. We like to be in control. We like to be secure. We like to say that we want to define the natures of our wellness. And this text says, no, the Lord is in control of that. That the life of faith is one in which we see that we have a Lord, and we have the Lord that is a shepherd of us. God wants to take care of us, to be seen as the all-surpassing power over us. He is the one who desires that we surrender our own wills to His will, and that we pray that His kingdom come, and that His will be done, not our own. The very first line, the very first few words in Psalm 23 is really an act of surrender and relinquishment of all that we hold dear. We are not in control. And then to make things worse, the illustration is helpful, but when you say that you have a shepherd, what does that make us? Sheep. Now, if you were to choose your spirit animal, as this modern culture likes to do, would it be a sheep? I doubt it. Maybe a wolf, maybe a lion, maybe a tiger. A what? A fox. Ooh. Stealthy Tony. I like that. I'm sorry, dear. You're a sheep. Bah, yeah. We are sheep. We are sheep who, man, smell. We are sheep who are dumb, always getting ourselves lost, ramming into inanimate objects all the time. But sheep who over time either get trained to trust the one caring for them or to run away altogether. When you've ever seen the shepherd walk through the fence and the sheep run toward the shepherd, you get a sense of what Psalm 23 is going after. The absolute trust that the shepherd has their needs in mind. Absolute trust that the shepherd will take care of them. And yet, there's so many ways in which the shepherd does these things, but we're going to leave that for the rest of the psalm. The psalm shows all the ways in which the shepherd acts on our behalf. And I don't want to go there too soon or too quickly, simply to say that the relationship is the first thing we need to understand. That he is shepherd, we are sheep. He is the one who is in control and we are not. He is the one who wants us to each and every day run to him when the gate is open. We would like on this day, I'm sure, to run quickly to the ways in which the shepherd cares for us. There's some amazing verses. We're going to take this slowly because we cannot run too quickly behind or past this first verse. Sometimes the most important things are short and quick and yet clearly stated. The life of faith starts with this confession. The Lord, the Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, the one who was, who is, and will come again, the one who is the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob, the Lord above all is my shepherd. Which is also a beautiful thing to be said. It's not the blind watchmaker that starts the world and sits back and sees how it all unfolds, as modern English Enlightenment painted the picture of God. This Almighty God who is in control of all things, we get to attach the modifier my to. He's not only my Lord, but he's my shepherd. He takes care of me. Such that, this is the most shocking part of this verse, I lack nothing. I shall want for nothing. I don't need a thing. Psalm 23, verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't need a thing. Now, I don't feel that way, do you? I can make a list. I can make a long list of things that I need. Things that I lack. Things that I long for. Things that I want. And what this verse tells me, front and center, and of course it will fill it out as we go along, but front and center it says that my faith is not as it should be if I do not see that if the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. If the Lord is the one who is taking care of my life, then all the things that I think are absolutely critical for my happiness and my joy are very much in His hands, and He will see it through. It's not that my desires are wrong. It's not that things that I hope for may not come to pass or might be fulfilled. God very much wants and desires to make that happen. We have that in the New Testament, that God is not a bad father, but a good father who loves to give good things to His children. It's just that I don't secure these on my own. I don't pursue them under my own strength and power. I do not leverage my life away from the shepherd to fulfill my needs, to secure my wants, to have what I think will make me happy. I lack nothing if I believe the Lord is my shepherd. This should be a real test of our faith this morning when we read this text. Because we pass by it so quickly when we read this text. We pass by it so quickly because we want to find the ways in which this lack will be covered. But do we really believe that if the Lord is in charge, we don't want for anything? That He will take care of it. That He will, in fact, see it through. I can see why Jesus said routinely to His own disciples, O ye of little faith, O ye of little faith. Well, the parallel to this Psalm 23, verse 1, is John 10. As we prepare ourselves for the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And here is what Jesus says about what it means to be the shepherd. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in another way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out all on his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. And therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. But the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks and the flock scatters. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and doesn't care for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. And just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not in this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. And the reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's because of this. He is the good shepherd. He's not a hired hand who runs away. He's not the thief who comes to take and to kill and destroy. He is the one who takes care of the sheep. He is the one who risks his life to go bring in the sheep that aren't there in the pen. He is the one who lays down his life for the sheep. We lack nothing because, think about this, the good shepherd surrendered his life willingly to the cross. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. By his wounds we were healed. But then he took up his life again, being raised again on the third day, in order to show us that he is the shepherd who will always take care of the sheep. In light of the cross, our faith is asked to believe that what he has done for us is enough, that who he always will be for us is all we could ever need, that what he promises to fulfill when all is said and done is the very thing that enables us to make a confession that we only need him. Now, the beauty of the journey of faith is that, again, God likes to bless. He likes to give good things. He likes to surprise. He likes to heal. He likes stories of second chances and fifth chances and hundredth chances. He engineers them. He takes those who are lost and he brings them home again. He likes and he orchestrates the good endings because he is the good shepherd that lays down his life for the sheep. Friends, is God your Lord? Have you surrendered your kingdom to his? Can you say he's your shepherd, mine? I'm in his pen. I'll follow him wherever he leads. Can you say if that is true, then you have been given all that you need. And whatever you need for tomorrow, he will give you. And the day after that, he will provide for you. And the day after that, you will say, Lord, whatever you'd like to give, here are my open hands. Can you say that? That's where we have to start to catch the beauty of the rest of this psalm. But this is the true statement of faith, that if the Lord is our shepherd, we lack nothing. Memorize this verse. Reflect on it this week as we continue our journey through Psalm 23. Let's pray.